a gun in the face.
Then all of a sudden, they all kind of lined up. They pointed their guns at me. And this is the point where I thought, I'm going to die today.
Started 2 years of horror for an American in Venezuela.
They said, you need to give us your phone and get ready because you're coming with us.
I'm Becky Bruce, and I spent a year researching and piecing together Josh and Tammy Holt's story about their ordeal in a notorious prison.
That's when everything started to turn bad. We had another pound on the door. Boom, boom, boom. And there was the police once again.
You can binge all of the episodes of Hope and Darkness on KSLPodcasts.com or wherever you get your podcasts.
You're listening to Jeff Kaplan's Afternoon News on KSL News Radio 102.7 FM and 1160 AM.
It's 5:30 at KSL. Jeff Kaplan here. Mostly cloudy, 53 in Salt Lake. KSL's top story. We now know the name of the woman found dead in Pleasant Grove overnight. Police have identified her as 40-year-old Nikki Deinhardt. Team coverage begins with KSL News Radio's Mark Jackson.
We are learning that the 40-year-old victim's husband, according to an affidavit of probable cause, told investigators that the suspect in the case, 21-year-old Gage Deinhardt, the victim's son, had gotten mad and demanded money from the victim, his mother. A neighbor reported seeing from a bedroom window the victim and the suspect leave the home a short time later. The neighbor says he heard shots fired, then told investigators he saw the suspect run away from the scene. According to the affidavit, video from one of two nearby vehicles has already been observed by investigators of the suspect and victim exiting the home on the way to the victim's vehicle. More video is expected to be released. The victim's identity has not yet been released. Mark Jackson, KSL News Radio.
Domestic violence advocates say there is help available for those experiencing non-intimate partner domestic violence. KSL News Radio's Lindsay Ayres continues our team coverage.
One in three Utah women will experience domestic violence in Utah in their lifetimes, and that is not specific to just between intimate partners.
Domestic violence really comes down to power and control, where one individual is trying to assert their power and their control over another individual.
Executive Director at the Refuge Utah, a shelter in Utah County, says sometimes that control looks like the victim being cut off from other emotional support.
If things are changing, and if you're seeing that power and control and that you're losing some of the control in your own situation, that's ultimately the warning sign.
Ashley Taylor says there's always hope and help for victims. The state's 24-hour helpline is 800-897-LINK. Lindsay Ayres, KSL News Radio.
Our top national story this hour. It was closed to the press, but today they held the first funeral for a victim of the racially motivated massacre in Buffalo. The funerals will continue through next week. 10 people were killed by a racist teenager. Investigators are now looking for about a dozen people who may have seen the Buffalo gunman's plan in advance.
ABC News has learned the lengthy diary that accused Buffalo mass murderer Peyton Gendron allegedly posted to a Discord chat room was made available to about a dozen users roughly 30 minutes before the shooting. Investigators believe one or two read at least parts of the document and pushed back on the notion of an attack. It's unclear how the others responded, if at all. Authorities are now working with Discord to learn the identities of the individuals so they can interview them. Locating them, though, could be tough because aliases are common on Discord. Gendron himself appears to have used one online. Aaron Katursky, ABC News, New York.
KSL News Time 5:33. The next virus to worry about is monkeypox. We've seen two cases here in the U.S., maybe a half dozen more. We're waiting for confirmation from the CDC. Most of us have never heard of monkeypox, so ABC's medical contributor, Dr. Darian Sutton, is here to tell you that it's a less severe strain of smallpox.
The concern is that we're seeing cases around the United States without obvious causes of transmission, and that causes concern because we're trying to figure out exactly how are these people getting infected. Is there a new strain of monkeypox that we're not aware of, or has it become more transmissible in a way that we don't know?
It's not expected to become a pandemic. Nothing like that, we hope. The CDC is looking into 180 cases of pediatric hepatitis on kids. The number of cases has been rising for 7 months now. It's gone up about 70 cases in the past 2 weeks. The CDC's Deputy Director for Infectious Disease, Dr. Jay Butler, says only a small number of those 180 cases have been fatal.
There was one additional fatal case that was reported yesterday, so I will say we're aware of six cases that have had a fatal outcome.
The increase in cases could be linked to common viruses, might have something to do with previous COVID history, might have played a role. It's all really a mystery at this point. KSL News Time 534. Do you need to worry about bird flu spreading from your backyard bird feeder? Let's find out.
Wildlife experts in Utah say the birds you get visiting your bird feeders are usually not infected with the bird flu. The virus is associated with waterfowl, shorebirds like seagulls, and scavengers. So they say it's not likely you'll be spreading the current outbreak to songbirds in your backyard, but there's still a warning for poultry. So if you have backyard chickens, you're told to remove any bird feeders right now because your chickens could be spreading it. Another caveat, songbirds are susceptible to other avian diseases. So the Department of Wildlife Resources recommends giving your bird feeders and baths a good regular clean with soap and water. Amy Kobabe, KSL News Radio.
KSL News Time, 5:35. So, Ricky, I wanted to tell you what I did this morning.
Okay, what'd you do?
I got on the elliptical. I actually got my workout in, had the TV on, and I decided to watch Servant of the People. That's Ukraine's president, Vladimir Zelensky's sitcom.
Yeah.
The thing that launched him to become the president of, you know, I watched in Ukrainian. I don't understand a word. But, you know, I read the subtitles and whatnot. And it was fascinating.
Oh,
absolutely
really?
Fascinating. I can see how this silly sitcom, this cute sitcom, launched him toward the presidency. But watching the show, you catch the jokes, even though they're in a foreign language. And you think about what has transpired as a result of this silly sitcom since then. And you kind of laugh and a tear comes to your eyes. It's a pretty amazing watch. It's called Servant of the People. It's on Netflix these days. Anyway, I just wanted to share that. What's happening on the roads?
I'm going to add that to my wish list to watch. We are looking at, it looks like they've actually cleared the crash eastbound I-80 in Parley's Canyon near Mountaindale. So now we're just waiting for these delays to clear out, and that's happening very quickly. But we still have eastbound lanes blocked to traffic due to an auto pit in Sandy. This is at 90th South and State Street. Ricky Meese in the KSL Traffic Center.
2 years ago, Americans watched in horror as a crisis unfolded at the Kabul airport.
She was tear-gassed and beaten.
Images of thousands desperate to escape Taliban oppression filled our news feeds. More than 80,000 Afghans made it to America. But the story didn't end there.
It was very cold. There was no power, no heat.
Who would help our newest neighbors? I'm Andrea Smartin. In Stranger Becomes Neighbor, you'll hear the stories of some remarkable refugees who left their homes and their dreams behind, only to start over from zero.
Their only possession was three blankets.
And you'll meet Americans who stepped up to help them.
You want me to come when you deliver your baby.
What can one person do in the face of an international disaster decades in the making? That's Stranger Becomes Neighbor. Find us at kslpodcast.com. Follow us on Apple Podcasts or anywhere else you listen.